Aging and Disease Prevention Radio is right here on Radio MD. Here's author, blogger, lecturer, and national medical media personality, Dr. Michael Smith, MD, with Healthy Talk.
So would you like to spend 30% less or so on your groceries? It's not so bad, right? And we're going to talk about that. We're going to do that through a process called foraging. And I'm really excited to have my next guest come on. You know, I like all my guests, by the way. But even just in the short, brief introduction I had to J.J. Murphy about a minute ago, I can already tell I'm going to like her a lot. J.J. Murphy is a wild edibles forager on a mission to change the understanding of healthy eating. Her goal is to raise awareness of the delicious foods that are quite literally all around us and available for free. JJ's foraging philosophy is simple. Savor the abundance of edibles nature provides us each season of the year. Take only what you need, as gently as possible, doing no harm to the environment. JJ Murphy, welcome to Healthy Talk.
Thanks, Dr. Mike. I'm glad to be here.
I went on your website, thejoyfulforager.com, and I think that's where I saw this, JJ. It was a video of you, I want to say in New York City, and you were just walking around, literally in the middle of Manhattan, and you were pointing out edible foods. Was that on your site?
Yes, sir, it was. And what? Yes, I was in New York City.
Can you really do that?
I continue to do that. I happen to live north in New York's Hudson Valley, but I go to New York City quite often. And there is, as you said in your introduction, quite literally free food all around us. And one of the things that I feel is really important is for people to be able to recognize which plants are food and incorporate them into a diet that gives you the opportunity to savor delicious, freshly harvested food as opposed to something that's been sitting in the store for a while, and to stretch your budget.
And everybody's looking to do that now, right, JJ?
Well, you're right. And one of the things that I've noticed is for all of the information out there on stretch your budget, a lot of it, when you look deeper, requires you to have a fully stocked pantry or to shop in bulk, like a case of olive oil or something. And even though I live north of the city, I still have very limited space to store that much volume. And so the Joyful Forager is not only my website, I also have a book which features 10 plants that I do everything but personally take you by the hand, show you what they are, where they grow, how to harvest them, and how to prepare them. And what I've done today for your listeners is I went out, I created a entree menu that I would consider family friendly or even something I would serve to guests. And I will work my Joyful Forager magic on this dinner menu. I'm
nice.
Preparing it would be service for four. And if you like, I'll give you the menu I started with.
Sure.
Okay. Baby spinach salad with a vinaigrette dressing, sage rubbed grass fed roast beef with roasted Yukon Gold potatoes and steamed green beans with slivered almonds. And what's going to happen is I will take you item by item. I shop at Fairway and Stop and Shop and ShopRite. I'm not shopping at gourmet stores or stores that are specialty stores. This is where most of the people I know shop. And I'm going to shift out ingredients to include lamb's quarter salad with apples in a oil and vinegar dressing, and mugwort rubbed grass-fed roast beef, and roasted Jerusalem artichokes with olive oil, and Asiatic safeflower.
JJ, let me make sure I understand this. So what you've done here is you've taken a standard recipe, right? And so what you've done through foraging is you change the ingredients a little bit, and you use them in this same recipe to come up with a dinner for four that has some ingredients right from the city you live in. Is that kind of what you did here?
Yes, sir. That's exactly what I did. And one of the things is not only do you save money, but the flavor profiles are very, very similar to the store ingredients, but the flavors themselves are going to be more intense and fresher because there is a shorter time from field to kitchen.
Yeah, obviously, because you're just going out and doing it yourself. Well, but how do I know that, though, JJ? How do I know? Okay, so let's say there's some sage in a recipe. How do I know what is, you know, comparable in a foraging sense to sage? I mean, does your book kind of cover that information?
It certainly does. In fact, all of the plants that I'm talking about today are in my book. And on my website, also, if you were to go there, I have for free some getting started information that will help you learn where to look, what kinds of environments to look in urban, suburban, and rural locations, and the simple tools, most of which you could find around the house, to harvest. It's really actually easier than pushing a shopping cart.
Yeah, so, let's do this, JJ. Let's do this. So, we only have a couple minutes left in this first segment. Why don't we do this? That recipe you just described. Why mm-hmm. not just take one of those foods, one of the things that you are now using from foraging in the recipe, and just tell us about that?
All right. Let me do the spinach salad. One bunch of baby spinach would cost you $4. Olive oil at 20 cents an ounce. I'm going to use 4 ounces. That's 80 cents. Balsamic vinegar, because spinach can taste kind of bitter to some people. 2 ounces of that at 57 cents an ounce is $1.14. And the apple will cost you $1. Now, the lamb's quarters, same flavor profile, better flavor profile, more like spinach, Swiss chard, I'm sorry. I'm going to swap out the balsamic for apple cider vinegar. That's 14 okay. cents. Olive oil, the
wow.
same,
mm-hmm.
and the apple. Your salad from the store, $6.94. From the foraging, $1.94.
That's significant, right? And now, I guess, okay, here's the problem, though. And I think this is what most my listeners probably thinking right now, JJ. That sounds great. That sounds like something that they're interested in, but there's two problems. They don't know how to forage, right? And number two, they don't necessarily even know what they're looking for. So your book will go through like the how part of this and also what to look for, because we don't want to pick something that's not good for us, right?
Correct. And lamb's quarters has a very, very distinct shaped leaf. There's nothing else like that looks like it. I also want to say I'm not, you know, hauling plants out of the earth and scattering dirt everywhere. I'm taking my scissors and trimming the tender top. So the plant
yeah.
continues to grow. And it will grow around the base of your house. It will grow on the way to your driveway, around your mailbox. It grows in New York City. I have a spot where I go. It grows in urban and suburban environments, and it is the one plant that I have used to turn a doubter into a believer.
Yeah, well, JJ, that's definitely your part of your philosophy, right? Take only what you need as gently as possible, doing no harm to the environment. When we come back, we're going to continue our discussion about foraging with JJ Murphy. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.